Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, insan, a human being, in his nature, he gets very, very excited when you show him or inform him about something which is of a supernatural nature, something that is of a miraculous nature. That is the fitrat, the nature of a human being. He is very excited to learn about something that is very, very new, something that is unheard of, something which is not so common in the market. And that is where we also get this, the breaking news, something new that's out there. So in his nature, insan is very, very inquisitive. And so this is not my topic, but just to further expound and explain the difference between a man and a woman is that a woman is a very emotional creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She is extremely emotional. And the emotions that you find inside her is also part of her beauty. That is why you will find that a child is very attracted to the mother. At least when he is of that age, you will see that he's always going to the mother, not to the father. Why? Because the mother will show such emotions to the child which the father can't. So Allah has created insan, and the woman is a very emotional creature, and that is why you will find certain masail and rulings in fiqh that authority is not given to a woman. For an example, the power of talaq. The power of talaq. And so there are many other masail also. Sometimes also for women to go to the Qabristan, and because they are very, very emotional, you'll find them that there is a possibility that they will do shikwa and shikayat and complain and say things that are very wrong. And so insan generally in his tabiat, in his nature, he's very inquisitive. He likes to know about things which are supernatural. That's why if an imam was going to talk about jinnat as a topic, jinns, people like it. Good topic, jinns. And they will go home and say, Mauli sahab, mashallah, was talking about jinns today. And if he was talking about the virtue of salah, it's not so exciting. But if he was talking about Imam Mahdi or Dajjal, the one-eyed monster that will come out, magician, people like all this. People like some form of an attraction. That's the nature. So if you give them some news which is unheard, then they will listen to you, they will give you the full attention. They will give you the full attention. And so something supernatural, something of a miraculous nature, then he will listen to you. Then you will get his attention. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his infinite mercy, understands the nature of insan. Tawajjuh meri taraf ho bhai. Understands the nature of insan. How insan thinks, Allah knows. And in accordance to his thinking pattern, Allah shows him the mercy. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam some great powers. And these great powers was the final touch, perhaps, to convince the community that look, this is the right path for you, and now you must turn to the right path. And so they would come when a Nabi would say to them that I am the Nabi of Allah and follow my teachings. They would say the same thing. What proof do you bring with you? Who are you? Who believes you? Why should I believe you? What proof do you bring with you? And then the Nabi would say, okay, what do you want to see? What proof do you want? And then sometimes their demand will be something that will be even beyond imagination. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will want to show them also what they ask for so that they will come to the right path. They will save themselves from the wrong path. The people of Makkah, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I am the Nabi of Allah, they said, we don't believe you. وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قِرْطَاسٍ فَلَمَسُوهُ. If you from Makkah go up towards the skies and all the people of Makkah see you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the demand? That you go up, you uplift yourself. How you do it, we don't know. In those days, there was no aircraft. وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قِرْطَاسٍ فَلَمَسُوهُ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. And you go all the way up, up in the skies, and you disappear. And then you come down with a qirtas, with a book. And you say to us, this is the book that Allah has given me. You went empty-handed and you came down with a book. And you are surrounded by the angels. And then when you come down, we might believe you. What did they say? لَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. In fact, Allah is saying that when He comes down with their demand that my Nabi should go up to please them and then bring the Quran or any kitab down and he's surrounded by the malaika, they will come down. What will they say? Allah says, oh, this man is a man of magic. إن هذا إلا سحر سحر مبين. What a great magician he is. And this is what you're going to say. So at times, because insan in his nature, he likes things that are spectacular, uncanny, extraordinary, unprecedented. This is what he likes. Insan ko. That is why sometimes even when you are going to WhatsApp somebody and there is something you feel that is fascinating, that will become viral. What will it become? Viral. So right now, what is viral? Ye hamare charts mein number one mein kya hai? Anybody knows? COVID. Who said that? Muhammad. Ya Allah, save us from COVID, right? Why you want to scare us already? We pray Allah does not close our masjids, eh? Inshallah. But anyway, recently what's been happening is that in circulation in Multan, you know, that is why when people don't have control when it comes to celebrating Eid Miladun Nabi. What is it? So in Eid Miladun Nabi, there were cakes that were cut and massive cakes, and the name of the Prophet is there, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then people would sing, happy birthday, ya Rasulullah. Can you imagine? The trend of the kuffar, and you are linking that with Allah's Nabi. You know, this is a different issue if you are celebrating. You are doing it yourself or whatever. But this, the greatest Nabi, and then you sing like how the Ajmi people sing, and they say, happy birthday to you, oh, ya Rasulullah. But it didn't end there. So in Multan, what happened is that they found this very lovely, beautiful woman, fair complexion, and she was wearing a white gown. She was wearing a white gown, and they made her sit on this platform, and outside they had taken her, and they said, she is the Hoor of Eid Miladun Nabi. From cakes to happy birthday, ya Rasulullah, to hoors. Muslim lady, no scarf. And people are there, you know, they want to see this woman, you know. Now, our lot, hamare log to aise hai, jaise kabhi kisi aurat ko dekha hi nahi, itne bhukhe log hote. Kya hote? Bhukhe bichare. Inhe khana hi nahi khaya hai bichare. Allah save us. It's like as if they've not seen a woman, you know. That's it. And this poor lady, bichari, usko kya kahe hum yaar? Is this the Islam? I mean, is this what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with? That you go around shouting people and you have the audacity to say, you know, and issue fatwas that people who don't celebrate and don't believe in milad, they are kafir. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Is this Islam? And so, you know, when you have images and videos of something that is shocking, you know, and something that is unexpected, that goes viral very quickly. So the people during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were demanding also questions that were, you know, out of the human mind. And they came to Isa alayhi salam and they says, we don't take you to be the Nabi of Allah. We don't take you to be the Nabi. He says, why not? He says, okay, let us take you to the qabr of Nuh alayhi salam's son. The son of Nuh alayhi salam. And wake him up. Rise him from his grave. And he did it. By the permission of Allah. But how many people require this sort of vision for them to accept Iman? So what I'm saying is that Allah, out of His infinite mercy, has gone to this length to assist the nature of a human being, that even by this, if he is going to accept, Alhamdulillah. That tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, he can't say, you know what? It was very hard for me to believe. And the and the Quran talks about this verse that I said, that even if Allah's Nabi went up and angels came down with him, and subhanallah, when Allah wants to give hidayat, Allah gives Abdullah ibn Ubay. He actually later on accepted Islam. And they came and they asked him. And they said to him, O Nabi of Allah, they didn't say that, of course. And they says, you know what? Okay, you know, you're the Nabi of Allah. Yeah, okay. You see what's on top of you? The moon. Split the moon. What did they want from him? Split the moon. They said to him, split the moon and we will believe you. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, you want me to split the moon and you will believe me. And they said, yes, we will believe you. And he says, okay, watch. Because nothing is done but by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you study the Quran, you will see every miracle given to Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, emphatically, the words that are mentioned, bi-idhni, bi-idhni Rabbi, bi-idhni Allah, bi-idhni Rabbi, bi-idhni Allah, by the permission of my Allah, by the permission of my Rabb, in that sequence. And Nabi does not do anything out of his own choice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those days had shown the people of Makkah that the moon split. And Allah talks about this in the Quran. اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ The day of Qiyamah is very close and the moon has split. وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ And the moon has split. And they asked him all sorts. So that is why the nature of insan is that he gets excited when he sees something that is, you know, extraordinary, something which the common man could not do. That is why, actually, the word mu'jiza, which we use, is not a term that you will find even in the Quran. In the Quran, the words that are used for miracle or mu'jiza is ayat. What is it? Signs from Allah. What is it? Signs from Allah. But mu'jiza is a word that generally we use, miracle. So mu'jiza comes from the root word ijz. Ijz. Banda jab ajiz ho jai. Kya ho jai? That it becomes impossible for him to do something. He is incapacitated. He has got no capacity to do this. It is not in his power. So that is where a Nabi comes. So for people to realize that, look, what you asked for is what we have shown you. Now fulfill your promise and accept Iman. But unfortunately, the bulk of the people, even after seeing all the miracles, even the Nabi of the time, sometimes they were deprived from bringing Iman upon the Nabi of the time. So that is why, my respected brothers and elders, if you and I have got Iman inside us, it is not your kamal. It is not my kamal. It is the fadl of Allah, the mercy of Allah. It is the fazal of Allah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise it's very, very difficult, my respected brothers and elders. And so, sometimes you will find in the Quran, Allah makes reference to this. And a very simple analogy that the Quran gives is of a Nabi whose name is Musa alayhi salam. In the world he is known as Moses, but Moses is not his name. His name is Musa. Subhanallah. Born in Egypt. And the power was in the hands of Fir'aun. And when people started following Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he started saying that actually Musa alayhi salam that you are following is no one but a magician. No one but a magician. Now why would you want to put allegations on a man who claims that I am not a magician, I am the Nabi of Allah, but why is Fir'aun calling him a magician? Because of the threat that comes from Musa alayhi salam. He was holding that seat of power. And the only person that could shake him and challenge him was Musa alayhi salam. And to divert the mind of the people, to divert it, that is why you'll find that it was easy to label the Muslims as terrorists. What is it? It's a diversion. What is it? A diversion. So you picture, you want to create, you know, a scene in a movie, a group of people that are doing something wrong, then you give them a topi and a beard and name them Abdullah and so, Yusuf and Ibrahim, which we see nowadays in India. Agar chor kisi ko bana na ho, to musalman ko hi banao. Kisko banao? Musalman. Chor banana ho to kisko banao? Musalman. So it's a game that is being played. The same with Fir'aun. Fir'aun labeled him. He couldn't call him a terrorist. But instead, because of the extraordinary, mashallah, things that whatever Banu Israel had asked, Musa alayhi salam had shown them. And he was, don't talk too much here, you're disturbing me, get on the side and just listen quietly. So he would actually show them the hand which was of Nur, the hand that was of Nur. Musa alayhi salam's hand was of Nur. And what happened is that, no, this man is a magician. So they said, if he's a magician, he's a threat to your country. He says, no, I've got the best magicians in the world. And that is why Egypt has always been known for magic. From the time of Musa alayhi salam. A lot of magic there. And Ahle Yahud are known for sihr also. And this goes back to the time of Fir'aun. And so what had happened is that he gathered all the elite magicians. And he challenged Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam agreed to fight. Aaj kal ke Musalman buzdil, wo kya kehte? No, we must make peace. What should we do? This is what we're doing now. We only like to see that part of a Nabi, but we don't see that part of a Nabi that Allah's Nabi went to the battle of Badr, Allah's Nabi went to the battle of Uhud, Allah's Nabi put on an armor, he fought, he went to Makkah, he defended his city Medina, that we don't see. All we want is, no, you know, you hit me here, I'm giving you another cheek, bhai, yahan bhi mujhe maro. Kya maro? Doesn't happen that way, my respected brothers. You have to stand up for your own battles. You have to defend yourself. In the right manner, of course, you don't break the law and do things, take things in your hands. But certainly every country will give you the right. Musa alayhi salam agreed. Okay, fine.
Anybody got N10 AZZ car? VW Polo. Sorry.
No.
Hardly focused as well.
No problem. So, what happens? If there's anybody with this car, please go and remove the car so you don't disturb no one. And Musa alayhi salam accepted the challenge. Theek hai, aao, maidan mein aao. Carnival atmosphere. An ocean of people surrounding the palace of Fir'aun. Fir'aun was very confident. No matter who this man is, but he has not got the power to overpower my. These were the cream of all the sahirin, the magicians out there. And they came with their ropes. And they says, you know what, we'll start with the rope first. And they had the ropes, and then they threw the rope in front of Musa alayhi salam, an entire group of the magicians. And there were snakes everywhere, snakes. Musa alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah, with his asa. With his asa, like this. All alone. And snakes everywhere. Subhanallah. Now, when a magician does magic, that involves the shayateen. What does it involve? The shayateen. And most of the time, the magic affects the eyes. What does it do? Saharu a'yunin nas. Even the Quran says this, that the magic spell is on the... So, the eyes see what you have to see. That is why a lot of the times, even a lot of people upon whom some form of magic has been done, at night you will see, they will feel like as if tarantulas and spiders are dropping from the ceiling on them. What are they? And they come like this. And something, you know, some kind of a monster image is there to attack. And your eyes can actually see that. Your eyes can actually, this form of sihr. So they are looking at these snakes that are going in different directions. What does Nabi Musa alayhi salam do? Simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat is that Allah does not need a snake to create a snake. Allah does not need a human to create a human. He is khaliq. And He creates what He wills, how He wills, what He wants to do. And He showed the world, this is not magic, this is a stick, lakra. It's got nothing to do with a human being or any kind of an animal. And Musa alayhi salam was told, throw it on the floor. And subhanallah, this stick turned into this giant serpent, this giant snake. Itna bara iska jabra tha, kya hai? And in one gulp, one lukma, all the snakes were gone. What a show this was. That's why people pay a lot of money to actually go to see magic. People want to go and see magic. Who is that young guy who shows these magics in London? He was walking on the Thames. What was his name?
Dynamo.
Hey, who said that? Hey, my Dynamo friend. How are you, my brother? Alhamdulillah, my friend. Mashallah. Dynamo, that's it. Dynamo, dynamite. And he started walking on the Thames. Where was he? Was walking on the Thames. Aapna karna aisa. Thames. And so people want to see, and this is how he's showing people, you know, your cards, you do this, you do that. People pay for it. People want to see all of these things. But this was not magic. This was the real thing from Allah. A stick that changed into an original snake. It could have eaten the whole world if Allah wanted one shot. Puri dunya ko wo apne lapet mein le leta. Aisa to tha wo sab. When the magicians saw this, you see, a magician knows what is magic. A magician knows what is magic. And what happened? Allah gives hidayah to people. Allah gives hidayah to? There are some people who came to challenge the prophets. Allah gave them hidayah. And there were some people who were spectators. They didn't challenge the Nabi, but they still did not accept. Hidayah was not given to them. وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ Ajeeb kalam of the Quran. The Quran says when they saw their snakes were eaten away, all the jadugar went into sajda. In front of Fir'aun, the palace, his empire is going to be it will crumble soon. It will end. All the people are thinking that he is going to be defeating Musa alayhi salam, but here it's the opposite. All of them, وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ why did they go in sajda? What made them fall in sajda is when Allah gives hidayat to a person. What is it? Then your natural instinct tells you that I am going to do this. They didn't see Musa alayhi salam doing sajda. They didn't, in that time, there was no namaz jamaat like this. They fell into sajda. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And look at the kalam. The kalam is the kalam of like sahaba. And they all said, we bring our iman upon the Rabb of the Alameen. They wanted to make sure who Rabb? Rabbi Musa wa Harun. Who we mean as our Rabb is the Rabb of Musa alayhi salam and Harun, the two that were standing there. Allah gave them hidayat. So sometimes, my respected brothers and elders, insan, because in his nature he likes this, that is why Allah gave supernatural powers to a Nabi, that at the right time they would want to show the people so that they would accept the truth. They would come into the fold of Iman. This is something very, very important for us to understand. And it is the nature of insan. The nature of insan is that he wants to see all of this thing. And that is why the kamalat and the mu'jizah given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our ulama say, from day one, everything about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was kamal, a form of mu'jizah. Bibi Amina says, the mother, that when I gave birth to my son, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi, when he came, there was nothing but light and nur that was visible. There was no such thing as impurity around us. Everything was pure, smelling of mushk. And when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this dunya, she said, the first words that I heard from my son, my baby, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. Zikr of Allah. The first kalimat. Isa alayhi salam says, inni abdullah. And Allah's Nabi said, Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. And it comes that at that time in Persia, people who are worshipping the fire for thousands of years, a team of men were protecting the fire that it was there to remain forever, this eternal fire. Because they were worshipping the fire, fire was their god. All of a sudden, it just got extinguished, banhogi, at the birth of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the priests, the Persian priests, understood that something has happened. Everything. The jinns had access to the skies. They could go up. At the birth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that access was closed. Verses of the Quran. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ. Haq has come. وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. And batil will perish. This was the kamal of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at his followers today, my respected brothers and elders. How much effort people are putting in trying to wipe out Islam, in trying to remove Islam once and for all. It's just not happening. It's just not happening. In fact, the more you are trying, the opposite the results. The opposite the results. Allahu Akbar. The Tataris came out and they wanted to kill and wipe out all the Muslims. They became Muslims. Allah ne unko hidayat di. They became Muslims. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, when you look at his life, again the same demand came from the people of Makkah Mukarrama. But when we look at the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is very extraordinary about him is what we call that he is the only Nabi whose life has been preserved MashaAllah, all 63 years of his entire life is completely preserved. And that is the mu'jizah. So the mu'jizah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first starts not with showing people that I'm going to split the moon, or I'm going to go for mi'raj, or I'm going to show you that tree. So a Bedouin came and said, can I believe you? How do I believe you that you are the Nabi of Allah? So because in the desert, the Bedouins were, you know, they understood the climate and the environment. So the tree was there. So Allah's Nabi says, go and ask that tree, go and say to that tree that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling you. So he was excited. Let's see. So he went to the tree, and the tree, from its root, it opened itself up and it came running to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah's Nabi said, speak loud so this Bedouin can hear who I am. Wallahi, we were not there to listen to this, but whatever Allah's Rasul has said, the whole world can be wrong, he can't be wrong. The tree testified that he is the Nabi of Allah and the Rasul of Allah, and there is no God but Allah. The Bedouin accepted Islam. But he is not going to show that. He didn't show that. The greatest kamal of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his akhlaq. His character. 40 years, when nabuwat is given to him, then he stands up and he says to the people an open challenge. In 40 years, have you seen me to utter something that is false? Now that is very difficult, bhai. Who here can say, you know what, I'm such a naik person, I never lie. Umar ke siva? Which Umar naam thara maine liya bhai? MashaAllah. Who? Which person can say that? Nobody can say that. Everybody has lied. Allah's Nabi is saying, 40 years I have not. You tell me, who am I? They had to confess, he is Sadiqul Amin. Okay. That is not the end here. But look at the character of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he gave permission for, no Nabi has ever given permission. What he gave permission, no Nabi ever gave. Now you have to listen to this. So they said to him, because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what I say to you, whatever I say to you, feel free to promote, propagate, impart. Who can say that? There might be something that you have said to someone, and that is in your privacy. You might have said something in public. You might have said something to your wife, to your child. It was a personal thing. You might have said. So they came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, how can you just give us permission to narrate everything what you do and what you say? Sometimes it might be only for that group of people, or you might not want people to know. He said, no. Look at his akhlaq. Look at the command of his akhlaq. He says, you are free. I say something to you in the night. I say something to you in the day. It is Jumu'ah. It is Ramadan. It is Rabiul Awwal. It is any day, any time, anywhere, jihad or anywhere, whatever I have said, feel free to record. And it is recorded. Imam Bukhari comes with his compilation, the masterpiece, Al-Jami'u Sahih. And Imam Bukhari is crowned. What is he crowned for? What is he crowned for? What has he done? Well, all he has done, and what has he not done? He has done jama'ah of all the kalam of Rasulullah. Then Imam Muslim comes, and all the muhaddiseen come, and you know, we've not even talked about the Musnad and Imam Ahmad and the other people, what they have done in their time, and all of it is documented. And even now there is a challenge to all of humanity. Can you find fault in the Quran, or can you find fault in my Nabi? What a challenge, what a mu'jiza. Can you imagine? Today you and I, if somebody is taking our name, we'll have to explain, "Are bhai, I'm talking like this, but I didn't mean to say to you, I was talking to that person." Bhai, it doesn't mean you said. It's like one day Jumu, I was doing bayan after namaz, downstairs I went, "Mauli sahab, Allah aapko pakdega." Ghabra gaya yaar. Main kaha, "Yaar, dua ke bajaye tum to baddua de rahe ho." Main kaha, "Yaar, what happened? Yaar, haath jor kar maafi. Allah will get you. You did ghibat about me on your mimbar." I said, "What did I do?" "Because it's like you revealed my life." Maine kaha, "Yaar, what did I do? Did I take your name? Did I take your name?" "I didn't take your name. If you feel I'm talking about you, then bhai, sort yourself out. Because did my wife talk to you?" I said, "Let me assure you, your wife didn't talk to me about it. Teri biwi mujhe kyun phone kare? Teri biwi mujhe kyun phone kare, bhai?" But subhanallah, you and I, when we talk, we have to be so careful. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You and I, we do ghibat. Can you find in the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he has uttered anything that he should not have uttered? You have the, mashallah, the nuskha, the compilation that is there in front of you. And these people study Arabic only with the reason to see if there's anything wrong in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so you know what they do, the modernists. Because even the Muslims don't know Arabic, they mistranslate the Arabic and give it a different name. So if you know Arabic, you know that this is not the translation. What a kamal, what a mu'jiza. And then you can quote me, Allah's Nabi said, 63 years whatever I have said, no man from Adam alayhi salam has ever said this. And then number three, you can scrutinize my life and look into my life. It is completely free from blemish. See my life. You will look at any leader today in the world, and if you look at his life, you'll find holes everywhere. You'll find holes. They don't talk about these things, but you will find the faults that are there, except for my Nabi and your Nabi. Every time you'll study his life, your iman increases. Subhanallah. And the miracles, his entire life. Once Allah's Nabi was on a safar, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and the student, Allah's Nabi said to him, "You have some food with you?" He says, "O Nabi of Allah, tally hai, I have a small, tally, a bag, and in there I have some dates." He says, "Give me." So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened the bag, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hands in the bag and picked up the dates, subhanallah, with his hands. He says, "Close it." He says, "Abu Huraira, people are hungry, we are traveling. Call 10 people to eat from your bag." How many? 10 people. So Hazrat Abu Huraira is wondering, 10 people? There are so many people. He says, "Yeah." So he says, "Okay, whatever you say." So he opened the bag. He didn't open it. And he says, "People should just come and take khajur. People should just come and take khajur. Khajur is the food of the Arabs. So they will just take it." He says, "Everyone came, mashallah, they ate to their full, mashallah. And then this bag of khajur remained with me for the entire life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I never looked inside. It stayed with me for the khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. It stayed with me for the khilafat of Hazrat Umar. It stayed with me for the khilafat of Hazrat Uthman. Only when he was made shaheed, some of the foreigners came and looted my property, and they had taken this private bag of mine in which there was khajur, and I lost this bag. This was a sad day for me. It was the demise of Hazrat Uthman, and I lost this bag." And someone asked him that, "How much did you eat?" So he says, "If I can count, maybe about 200 wasak I ate, weight. Which is approximately, I just worked it out, I think 26,000 kilograms. How much? He ate from it. 26,000 kilograms. 200 wasak. He said that. Andaza ki. The mu'ajiza of Rasul. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala answers, we were in a travel. It was time for namaz. We didn't have water, but wuzu, we didn't have water, but more importantly, we didn't have water to drink. We were thirsty. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, any water, he says, one container. So there was one container there. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hands inside there. And Sahaba Hazrat Jabir says, it was like a fountain of water spilling. 1400 Sahaba, 1400 Sahaba did wuzu from the water coming out from the body of Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, and they drank from it also. This is the miracle and mu'ajiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, my respected brothers. Salman Farsi was captured wrongfully as a slave. And he was a Muslim. So the master said, you know what, I'm going to make it impossible for anyone to just buy him right now. So he says, with two conditions I release you, that I need more than 100 date trees that are standing nice and tall with the fruits visible. With the fruits. And then 40 ounces of gold. How many ounces? 40 ounces. So Salman Farsi came to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is going to be decades. When will I be free? Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, not to worry. Allah's Nabi himself planted khajur dates, trees. How much? He planted it himself. And then it is said that Hazrat Umar just came to help Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he planted also one date tree. In 1 year, the date trees planted by Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam shot up, and mashallah, the dates were there, ripe and hanging, except for one tree. So Sahaba says, how is this? There's a line of date trees, there's only one tree that is still baby. So Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, what happened to this? Hazrat Umar says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the difference is it was not your touch, it was your khadim's touch. So Rasul alayhi salam said, oh ho, Umar. So he took it out, and then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put it with his hands again inside. Within one or few months, the tree shot up. He says, Salman, look, the trees are ready for you. Well, he says, what about my gold? So Huzur alayhi salam took one small katka of gold out. He says, here, take it. He says, Ya Rasulullah, this is so less in weight. So less in. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took, opened his mouth with his saliva, and he rubbed his saliva on the gold. He says, take this, put it in a small bag, and then don't open it and show it to him. It was more than 40 ounces when they weighed it. Salman Farsi was released from slavery. Look at the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi is telling us, you and I, that on the day of Qiyamah, I will be doing your shafa'at, and inshallah, I will intercede for you. What an honor it is for you and I. Look at the dawlat, look at the, alhamdulillah, in'am that Allah has given us, that we are His followers, that we follow Him. Subhanallah al-Azim, my respected brothers. Abdullah ibn Masood, in fact, his uncle, Hazrat Abbas, when Allah's Nabi told him that, why don't you accept Islam? Very few accepted from his family. Hazrat Abbas and Hazrat Hamza accepted. Openly they accepted. So he said to Hazrat Abbas, ke chacha, why don't you accept Iman? He says, of course, without a doubt I will accept. He says, how? What makes you accept? Because I have seen that when you were in your cradle, Allah's Nabi was in his cradle, and I was there alone because he's of the Ahl Bayt. He said, I noticed that you were looking at the chan, at the moon, and then you raised your finger and you did this. When you did this, the chan moved this side. And when you did this, the chan moved this side. You know, subhanallah, our children, they have something, you know, on top that is there to occupy the child. For our Nabi, Allah had made the moon and the stars, you know, subhanallah, to accompany him. So he says, when I looked up, I quickly noticed that the moon moved this way and this way. And I knew that what people and who people were waiting for the Nabi, the Akhiri Nabi, the last Nabi, the greatest Nabi to come, all the signs are inside you. I had already made up my mind that I am going to bring Iman upon this baby. Yet he brought Iman upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was 40 years of age. And so just for us to understand, it is the month of Rabiul Awwal, the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and just some wisdom as to why mu'jiza is given to Nabi, Anbiya, because of a reason, because Allah knows the nature of a human being. And the purpose was that by looking at things like that, this hopefully will allow them to also enter into the fold of Iman and Islam. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.